Good Thursday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. It's still Bob Arthurs. I just checked my driver's license. It still says, well, it doesn't say Bob Arthurs, but that's what I go by. So anyway, glad that you have chosen to join us on this Thursday morning. Pray that you are having an incredibly awesome day. I tell you, the past few weeks have been a whirlwind. There has been just very little downtime, and we're coming up this weekend, and Sunday night we are going to be having the Stevens Family Singers that are going to be joining us. If you like good old-fashioned gospel music that is done in a modern way, you can come. It's a father or a husband and wife and a daughter, an adult daughter, that travel around. They are really, really, really gifted. I went to Bible college with them. They were both in the best choir that the Assemblies of God had to offer. I wasn't. And they have passed those skills on to their daughter, who is gifted in her own right in so many different ways. And we are looking forward. We've had three times. I don't remember exactly how many times. They're going to be with us Sunday night at 6:30. We would love to have you come and be a part of that event. If you would like a night just to worship the Lord and hear a little bit of ministry, they're preparing for a missions trip to Romania, and that's something that they'll be talking about as they minister on Sunday night. That's Sunday night, 6:30, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And so we are so thankful that you have tuned in today. We're going to be once again talking about, Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us and are our debtors. And so we're going to be looking in Acts chapter 13 today, Acts chapter 13. We've got, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six more passages that we are going to be dealing with about forgiveness. And some of them, I believe, are going to give you some extremely practical helps as it comes to actually practicing forgiveness and putting forgiveness to use. We're going to be talking about our message today in Acts chapter 13. Lots of adjustments that have been going on at Merritt Assembly of God as far as our scheduling. Last night was our youth service transitioning from Sunday night to Wednesday night. So if you want to get on the ground floor of that new adjustment, you're more than encouraged to attend. We are really excited about all of the things that God's doing. There's some really great things that are going on in the Central Florida area. The Send.org is promoting the Send the Event at Camping World Stadium, formerly known as the Citrus Bowl, over in Orlando. About 60,000 seats are available for that event. And you need a ticket to get in, but it is a free event. Now, I will tell you this, parking is not free. My son took us over there last Saturday night for Monster Jam, Monster Truck Races, and that was first time I'd ever been to one of those type of events, and I discovered parking was not free. There are some parking lots that you can avail yourself of. The date on that is February the 23rd. That is a Saturday. There are two important events that are happening that day. One of them is the Send that is going to be taking place at the stadium. And the second one is my wife will be returning home from vacation that day. And I am very, very excited about that. She's going to go and celebrate a week with her family. I know it hadn't happened yet, but I'll be glad when she gets back. I can already assure you of that. So let's get into... one other announcement. Saturday morning at 8:00, our Iron Men's breakfast is going to be taking place. And we're excited for our men's ministry as we launch into 2019 to become the men that God has us to become. Acts chapter 13, we are going to begin reading today. in verse number 36, Acts chapter 13, verse number 36. This, I'm beginning to read, and one of my favorite verses when it comes to you and I and our purpose here on this earth and fulfilling that purpose. And verse number 36, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. I love verse number 36. It doesn't really have that much to do about forgiveness as for our topic here. It just has to do with the fact that God created David for a purpose, and that David did not perish from this earth in spite of Goliath's attempts, in spite of his brother's incorrect perception of his motives, in spite of Saul trying to kill him, in spite of the Philistines trying to kill him, in spite of all of the battles that he took place, in spite of Absalom rising up against him, in spite of everything that was going on, there was still a divine purpose that was in David's life, and he was not going to pass from this life to the next until that purpose had been accomplished. And I think that that is so tremendously powerful for you and I, because David really did not have a different relationship to God than what you and I can have. We have access to the throne of grace. We are created on purpose for this day and time, just as much as David was created by God for a purpose in his day and time. And David, because he fulfilled his purpose in his generation, is still speaking to this generation thousands of years later. With that reality, how much importance is there to us understanding what God has called and anointed and equipped us to do, that we should fulfill that purpose? And what can that mean for future generations? You know, earlier this week was Martin Luther King Day, and there are people who are still remembering and honoring and being impacted by a life that has now, it's been 50 years, I believe. 50 years since he was assassinated, if my memory serves me correctly. I might be off a year or two, so if I did, hold the emails. It's okay. It's not a life-altering fact. I want to live my life to where the impact of the God inside of me continues long after I am gone. Let's look down at verse number 38, shall we? It says, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things that from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So there are several things I want to emphasize here. First of all, we have a message. The message is not a message of condemnation. The message we have is a message of available forgiveness. That forgiveness is available. Do you know how many people are living with inconsolable regrets, hopelessness, condemnation that does not come from the throne room of heaven, but from the corridors of hell? There are people living under the weight of things that they've done, things that they've seen, things that they've heard, thoughts that they have thought, actions that they have done, and they are living in an inconsolable deception. Instead of being what the Bible calls prisoners of hope, these people are living as captives of hopelessness. And you and I have been empowered by God with the message of forgiveness that we are to proclaim. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And so if you're listening to this right now and you have been under that deception, like a friend of mine was, who said, "No, I've sinned too much. I've sinned too much. There's no way that God could forgive me." Let me boil that down to you. That mindset is first of all, it's deception from the pits of hell. Second, it is a mindset that is rooted in pride, because it says that your sin disqualifies the promises of God, the truths of God's word that are settled forever in heaven and earth. And so you think that you are the exception to biblical truth that God inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it should be our message. If you and I are not preaching forgiveness, listen, I've known ministries who went around and they felt like their message was to, in as mean and as hateful dialect as they could possibly speak, communicate what they perceived to be truth from God's word, but they weren't doing it in love. Listen, you and I are called to proclaim the truth, to speak the truth, but we're supposed to do it in love, not condemning people, but in actually doing so to let them know that they are forgiven. Now, here is my mindset, okay? Every sin has to be forgiven. My sin had to be forgiven. Your sin had to be forgiven. And so I'm not going to carve out this special category of sins because it is politically correct in 2019. I'm not going to discriminate against people who have sinned differently than I may have had and say, "Well, you don't have to worry about your sin." That's not the truth of God's word. The truth is God forgives sin. He forgives covetousness. He forgives lying. He forgives pride. He forgives murder. He forgives immorality. He forgives theft. He forgives dishonoring God. The only thing that he doesn't forgive is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and he doesn't forgive unforgiving people. So, and if they repent and they start practicing forgiveness, then he's more than willing to forgive them. But there's such pressure on churches as far as their theology to literally deprive people of the message of forgiveness and thereby steal an eternity with God that Jesus Christ died for them to experience. So I tell people, I said, everybody, everyone is welcome to come and hear the message of God. If I get an opportunity, I will share the message of forgiveness. I have shared the message of forgiveness with people from just about every background that you can possibly imagine, people who were steeped in just about every sin that you could conceive, and I offer them the same hope that resides in me, that Jesus Christ is able to forgive you because he shed his blood. It is the message of our preaching. It is also, this forgiveness is available because of him, not because of us. Too many times we look and say, well, it's because of me. Listen, I don't get to heaven because I'm a preacher. I don't get to heaven because I'm an American. I don't get to heaven because I'm a man. I don't get to heaven because of the color of my skin. I don't get to heaven because of the positions that I hold or the fame that that some people have. And I don't get to heaven because of the size of the bank account or the works that I've done. The only reason I'm able to go to heaven, the only reason anybody is able to go to heaven, is because their sins are forgiven because of Jesus Christ. Thank God that he loved us enough to make the way of reconciliation possible. It's wonderful. And if you today are banking on yourself to be able to get to heaven, change banks. Change banks. Rely on God. If you have not asked him to forgive you of your sin because you thought you had gone too far, I want you to know that if you will draw near to him, he will draw near to you, and you'll find that he is not far away at all. Okay? The next thing is in verse number 39, and by him everyone who believes. Everyone who believes. And the great thing about this is the capacity to believe has been divinely implanted in your being by God himself. He gives to every man, every woman, every person the measure of faith. It's his gift. It's like going into a test and saying, okay, here's what you need to pass this test. There's a longing inside of every person. I'm working on in 2019 making sure that we stand complete in all the will of God, and that means that God supplies every need that we have, and it is by faith. It is by faith we are saved. It is by faith we believe. It is by faith we are forgiven. It is by faith we obey. It is by faith we are equipped. It is by faith we are filled with the Holy Spirit. It is by faith we believe the Word of God. It is by faith that I look forward to spending eternity with him, because God does not give defective gifts. A friend of mine went and bought something. He needed it to fix something, and when he replaced the part, it didn't work. And he went through all of his diagnosis, and it finally came down to the fact that there had to be a problem with the new part that he bought. And so he began to analyze it, and he realized that it was defective. And so he replaced a broken part with a defective part. And I want you to know, God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. You have enough faith. You know, you just have to use it. Here's the thing. When we use our faith grows stronger. I still remember the times when my wife and I, I was a certified minister at the time, which was the lowest level in our credentialing process. And I was faced with the ominous task of believing God for $1,000 a month to be able to pay all of our bills. And I look back at that now, and I'm telling you, those were times that it took all of our faith, took our all of our faith, and my wife working and me working, and we managed to get by due to the faithfulness of God. Some of those times I look back and I still don't know how he got us through. But now my faith is still not at that level. The mountains have gotten bigger. The responsibilities have increased. My faith has also grown stronger. And so I encourage you today, utilize that gift of faith that God has given to you, and you will find that as you put your faith and trust in him, that you will be, as it says here, you will be justified from every sin that you have committed. Justified. Doesn't mean that you were justified in committing the sin. It means you will be justified from the sin. That means that God will grant you a legal status as a forgiven, born again, blood washed, spirit filled, word believing child of the Most High God. You will be in right standing before God. What an amazing concept. You see, a lot of times we talk about forgiveness and we just want the slate wiped clean, but we don't realize that it's supposed to be a complete repositioning in heaven. Like I told you before about the prodigal son, it was after he repented. That's when the sandals came and the robe came and the ring came and the celebration happened. It was because he was now justified once again as the son of the Father and restored to his place. Justification is a wonderful, wonderful place. We had a free yard sale several years ago. And we had all this stuff inside, outside the church that we were just blessing and giving away to people. And I went out and I said, you know, hey, everybody, everything is free. And a person asked me a question, and it was a very thought-provoking question. He said, do you have the authority to make that declaration? And I said, you know, that's a really good question. I'm the pastor of the church, and I'm letting you know that everything that is out here that's available, it's absolutely free. I am justified in using the authority that God has given to me. And I don't remember what all he walked off. And you know what? There were some people that just wouldn't take free for an answer. We ended up doing better financially on a free yard sale than we did on a yard sale that sometimes we had where we were trying to raise money for something. Being justified before God, being right standing before God is a wonderful thing. I got a few minutes left here, but let me focus on one more truth here from verse number 39. Who believes is justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. I'm here to declare to you today that through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the message of forgiveness, relationships can be restored, sins can be forgiven, that there's not a self-help course around that's going to be able to accomplish. The blood of bulls and goats, we're not going to be able to accomplish it. Being compliant in the majority of the law is not going to be able to accomplish these things. The spiritual transaction that took place on Calvary and from Christ rising from the dead has created a spiritual capability of forgiveness and justification. A lot of times you won't hear about justification, you won't hear about righteousness, but I'm here to tell you that grace was not only for salvation, but grace is an empowerment to live the life that God created us to live all along. Listen, David had said, served his own generation by the will of God. but he blew it on multiple occasions. There are on multiple situations. There is a lot more to David's sinning than what we talk about at times. But because of the way that he approached God, and Psalm 51 is his reaction. And he said, "Oh God, please, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me." And I'm here to tell you today that in 2019, January the 24th, 2019, the blood still has not lost its power. The heart of God to forgive is still there. The power to deliver that only comes from God Almighty is right there. New Age philosophies are not going to cut it. Having a PhD is not going to accomplish it. I've known a lot of people, they were able to really be excellent at telling other people how to solve their problems, but they couldn't solve their own problems in their own life. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is the answer for the world today. If I can go back and use that line from an old song, Jesus is the forgiver. He is the message that forgiveness is the message that we proclaim. It is a right now message. It is a message of hope in the midst of hopelessness. It is because it is by him. It is available for everyone so that you can be justified in coming boldly before the throne of grace to find help in your time of need. And that which was impossible through any other means has been made possible because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't live another minute with the mindset of hopelessness. Don't live another minute not having your sins forgiven. Ask him to forgive you right now, and he will do it. Lord Jesus, forgive us our sins. Be the Lord of our life. And thank you for a restored relationship with the Father. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Try.